Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, a terrific comeback for your team the other day against Minnesota. We haven't had a chance to talk to you yet. How would you evaluate the way that that game went? I mean, the comeback was great, but there seemed to be a little frustration as that game went on.
Yeah, I thought 5-on-5, we were playing decent hockey. We just got in so much penalty trouble. And guys that on the back end, you know, Z typically kills. Charlie's killing now with Kevin Miller. Johnny Moore out, guys that do a lot of that. When those guys start going in the box, Charlie, then it falls on Grizz and Krug to do a little more of that. So I think it eventually could take away from their offensive game, you know, because it's a lot more effort on the PK. And then you don't get any rhythm. Krejci doesn't kill much anymore, and Pasta doesn't kill. So they are sitting there on the bench, and, you know, they want to get going, and they're feeling it, and then they got to stop, and another penalty. So we just had no rhythm to our game. And I thought we had a few unlucky breaks around the front of the net as well. I think, you know, one goes in off a guy's skate. Our coverage isn't bad. Torrey kind of bats one in trying to clear it into our own net. So it was just one of those nights it looked like it just wasn't going to be our night. But we stuck with it. We did get calls later, took advantage of the last one, and, you know, end up with 2 points.
Yeah, I saw you kind of talking to the referees, we'll put it, in the second period. That was after the goal that was reviewed to see if it was kicked in. I mean, did it have anything to do with that goal, or was it a little bit more of everything that was going on in the game?
No, it was more about the sort of the calls that were being made on us and not on them. I thought they were very similar. There were trips and hooks and marginal stick fouls, and if you're going to call it tight, call it tight. If you're going to let it go, let it go. I don't. Obviously, you're trying to work the refs for a call, but it certainly wasn't working in the second period. And then I had an issue with the linesman. They'd iced the puck, and he was going to it. You know, now you can pick your dot, and they weren't looking over. It's like, listen, we got three right-handed center. We want it over here, and he's setting up over there. So I'm trying to get his attention, and it's hard to yell across the rink, and gives the other team more time to rest after they ice it if they don't go right to the dot. So there's just some frustration was building in those little simple things that maybe is just kind of compounded all in one night. But like I said, eventually we found a way, and good for us.
It was great to see Krejci get the 2 goals, but, you know, the story there, the overtime goal by Torrey Krug, I mean, fantastic. He gets back in the game. From your experience, you know, a guy that comes back after injury, he wasn't gone that long, but long enough. How long does it take them to really get back into rhythm?
Well, I think it depends on the player. And first of all, are you a naturally gifted skater? You know, like guys that have top end speed, and, you know, they get their legs back right away, because that's the first thing. You got to get your legs. And then are you a guy that needs time for your hands to come back as well, feel the puck? So I think there's a couple of different elements. Torrey will never lose his hockey IQ and his hands, but sometimes the legs, you got to get the engine running again. Guys like him and Krejci, they're thinkers that see the ice so well that they don't have to win foot races every time out there. So that's the part I think Torrey had to battle through, and obviously found his legs at the end because he skated right through their whole team and was able to finish.
Jack Sednicka making his debut here today. I know it's different for every player, but, you know, guys get frustrated sometimes. They don't get the call up right away, or maybe they spend the whole season down there like Jake DeBrusk did. How do you manage that as a coach down there?
Well, you got to be in constant communication. I think honesty. To me, if a guy was playing well and wasn't getting called up and it's happened, it's like, listen, this is the player they're looking for right now. You have to understand they're not going to go put you in a position where you're not going to have the best chance to succeed. Now, if it's a player that plays very similar and he gets called up ahead of him, that's when you probably have you'll get pushback. Now it's like, well, you know, he's going up to play in an offensive role. That's what I do. What's going on? And sometimes there's different things that go into it, and I just try to be honest. If there's some sort of wait, one player needs waivers, the other one doesn't. It's like they don't want to lose an asset for a weekend. If this was long-term, maybe they'd take in risky on waivers later. You get a chance to prove it. So it depends how long they think you're going up. Like in this case, we're thinking Jack is here for a couple of games. You know, we're hoping Bergie's not long-term. So, hey, we'll take a look at him. He's been the best player. But we also know that physically for his development, we thought when he left here that a full year would probably be, you know, more to his benefit like Jake went through, as opposed to maybe Charlie McAvoy that was a little more physically mature. When he first went down there in the playoffs, he was playing a few games. Now, we need him out of necessity, but we always figured Charlie would handle that part of the game. So there's different things that go into it, and some of it is just the same. Like, where are they physically? Are they going to get pushed around here where they lose their confidence so much? So a little bit of that goes into it, and that's how I would deal with it. I'd just be up front with the player and try to make him see it through maybe the coach's eyes that's in the NHL or management's eyes and what they think is best in the long run. And I tell you, it doesn't usually work. The guys want to come up. It's just the way it is. That's why they're playing down there and playing hard. They want to get their shots. So it can be tough, but hopefully they stick with it and you get them to keep playing.
Lastly here, the Montreal Canadiens, a very entertaining game, maybe from our standpoint. I don't know about from your standpoint last time in here. What have you seen from them? They're struggling to find some W's here lately.
Well, you know, defensively, they're a little bit looser than they probably like, whether that's goaltending or their structure. You know, that you'd have to dive a little deeper into that. At the end of the day, they play a fast game. They score goals. Well, I guess it's always been Montreal's identity. They've always been known to be fast, but that's what I see in their game. So if we can manage their attacks, get numbers back, clog up some areas that they want to make plays into and get going the other way, we feel we can play in their zone. So we got to get puck possession back, got to slow down their speed, which is easier said than done. And last time, their D got involved a lot more. They got some good production from them that game, so that's something where our wingers got to be a little more spot on in their coverage tonight than maybe we suspected they would. So that was a big attribute of theirs the last time in that maybe we overlooked.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Canadiens are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.